On the show today, we have Industry Insight's very own Michael Becker talking about Q's 2019 Executive Compensation Survey results. So check it out. Hey everybody, Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome to our show. And on today's program, we're talking a little compensation in the credit union industry with Mr. Michael Becker from Industry Insights. You guys partnered with Q's on their latest executive compensation survey, and you guys have the results. So welcome to the show, Michael.
All right, yeah, thanks for having us.
You're welcome. So yeah, like I said, you guys partnered with Q's on their 2019 Executive Compensation Survey. And before we get into the details and stuff, can you give us a quick overview of the survey? Like who was surveyed, over what span of time, and all that type of stuff?
Sure. So this is actually the sixth year that we've partnered with Q's on the Executive Compensation Survey. We generally launch that survey at the very beginning of the year. We want to get the results out as quickly as possible to the members. So getting that out as quickly as possible on the survey side is really important. So we generally survey from January 1 to about the early April is when we'll cut off. Then we take all the results, analyze it, look for any trends in the industry, anything interesting going on. Mm-hmm. Then we write up a report on the executive side about what we found. Mm-hmm. And then we create a suite of online tools that allow the users to slice and dice the data in a variety of ways. So in the report itself, we'll have different cuts based off of asset size, which is a huge contributor mm-hmm. to compensation levels, obviously.
Yeah.
But then on the online tools, we have other ways you can slice and dice the data, like region, loan size, number of employees, number of members, that sort of thing.
Okay, so it gets pretty detailed for sure, sure. So what were a couple, let's get right to it. What were a couple of the key findings that you guys discovered in this survey?
Sure, so the results are based off of over 330 respondents.
Oh, wow.
And which is a good size.
Yeah.
You know, in general, data normalizes basically around 30, so getting 300 plus is very, very good.
Mm-hmm.
So we're very happy with the data. People filled it out very, very well, so we're pleased with that. But the key findings, what we found is that there's still very strong growth in terms of compensation within the credit union industry.
Oh, good.
There's a survey called World at Work that does a cross-industry survey of salary budget. And in that survey, so that'll hit every industry. It's not just financial services. You know, it can be manufacturing, distribution, yeah. retail, anything you can think of. And their salary budget projection for this coming year and this past year was around 3.1%,
mm-hmm.
what they expected to see for salary increases. What we found is we surveyed 19 different executive positions, and the increases in compensation range from about 2.5% to 7.5%.
Oh, wow.
So there's a bit of a range there, but you can see that based off of just the position title. You know, there's different, you know, what's going strong now. Obviously, there's a lot of loan growth. There's a lot of other things like that
mm-hmm.
going on. So we've seen the 2.5% to 7.5% with about the 5% to 6% range is where most of the positions fell. So we can see that within four credit unions, those executives within the credit union industry, they are growing their compensation faster than what we're seeing just in industries overall, mm-hmm. which is very good for those within the industry, especially the executives being paid.
Sure.
But what we did notice is that this year versus last year, about half of the positions actually saw slightly less growth.
Okay.
So they saw very, very strong growth compared to all industries, mm-hmm. but that growth year over year was just slightly down versus prior year study. So we found that to be kind of an interesting takeaway that we discovered throughout the process.
Mm-hmm.
And that percentage drop, that's on a same sample basis. So we're looking at the same exact person from one year to the next.
Okay.
Making sure that is an adequate comparison, adequate output that we can actually speak to where we know it's the same person from one year to the
mm-hmm,
next.
Mm-hmm. Interesting stuff. So based on this, were there any trends or anything that you could see? Obviously, credit unions are, it sounds like they're above average, I guess, in industry-wide as far as increasing salaries, that type of stuff, which is good news for the industry because we have, you know, we got to get that good talent and you got to keep that good talent. And so sometimes you got to up the ante a little bit in the salary department. So that's what you got to do. Were there any other trends that you guys saw that kind of raised your eyebrows or any surprises actually? Or
Another big thing that we kind of noticed was right now we're in, well, I mean, you just mentioned the kind of the competition for talent, which is a very big and real thing going on, yeah. Where, you know, the amount that people are getting paid across the board is going up. The benefits that people are providing is going up. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot more, you know, job openings right now than there are of actual people looking for jobs.
Yeah.
And even with that, where you would think, oh, I need to find a job, it's not an easy process anymore because you're not just going against those other people out there that are looking for jobs. They're actually, the competition is everybody because mm-hmm. there's so much job hopping going mm-hmm. on because people may see another position open that's paying more, so they're jumping over there. Now there's a new open position that everybody goes to. So it's this crazy cycle that's going on.
Yeah.
But another factor of this competition for talent is we're seeing that the baby boomers, they're retiring at a very, very high rate right mm-hmm. now. I just read something and said there's about 10,000 baby boomers a day are essentially retiring.
Wow.
Every single day. And when you look at the structure of credit unions and those people at the top, and this isn't just credit unions, this is all businesses, as soon as the higher ups start kind of retiring and falling off, mm-hmm. need to move up, but a lot of the people directly below them are also baby boomers. So we're going to be seeing here in the next few years just kind of a higher turnover at the top of all businesses. And that's reflected in the data we saw also, because we have information on, you know, CEOs, length of contract time, you know, when are they expected to retire, things mm-hmm. like that. Mm-hmm. And we are seeing, you know, as you expect from one year to the next, the length of contracts dropping, but which makes sense, but mm-hmm. it is also showing that they're not necessarily getting renewed for another 5 years or whatever.
Right.
So we are going to be seeing here in the near future just kind of some turnover at the higher ups of credit unions, and it'll just be kind of interesting to see how that's going to be filled. Are they going to be filled with people within the credit union that mm-hmm. are there right now, moving mm-hmm. up the ladder, up the chain, or are they going to be from outside sources where they might be coming from a different industry, a different mm-hmm. you know, type of company, yeah. that sort of thing. So
yeah, I would think if you're a young up and comer looking for getting into the C-suite, as they say, now would be a good time to like polish that resume, get that master's degree, that type of stuff to prepare. Like you said, I mean, the next 5 years, I mean, those openings are going to be quite abundant, it sounds like.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. Wow, this is amazing stuff. So what can we take from all this information? What's the lesson we've learned here? Obviously, it sounds like it's an employee market right now where you can kind of pick and choose what you want to do. And you're kind of semi in the driver's seat, it sounds like.
That's definitely true at this current point, you know, especially with that job surplus. But the fact that we saw some regression in the compensation growth mm-hmm. Kind of makes us think that we might be a little bit more conservative moving forward.
Okay.
Where those growth rates may have dropped 1%, 2% from the prior year. You know, with the economy the way it is, you know, with the job surpluses and low unemployment, all of these different indicators saying, hey, this is a market for the employee. We also have to see that there's other things like the inverted yield curve is going on, and the stock market the last few days has been going crazy. Mm-hmm. And, you know, so there is some, the expectation moving forward is not necessarily as strong potentially as it has been in the past.
Yeah.
But when you look back 5 years,
oh my gosh, I was thinking the same thing. My, how times have changed.
Yeah, things have been going so well over the last 5 years, but yet we still have economists saying, hey, next year is going to be bad. Next mm-hmm. year is going to be bad.
Yeah.
And it hasn't been. But it's inevitably going to turn at some point.
Mm-hmm.
So what you know, what we've kind of seen is, you know, we're seeing a little bit back off of that salary growth, total compensation growth. We're also seeing a larger percentage of increase coming from in the form of a bonus rather than a salary.
Oh, okay.
And the thought on that is occurring because you increase that salary by, let's say, 8%, 10%, whatever that might be.
Right.
Now you're kind of stuck in that salary for moving forward, mm-hmm. where the bonus is discretionary, where if it's a good year, yeah, you can bump that bonus up and still give them a higher compensation level.
Right.
But if things start to slow down or regress, then that bonus is, you know, up to the discretion of the credit union, where they can just pull back on that without having to be almost required with a salary.
Mm-hmm. performance, indeed. It sounds like the NBA or the NFL or something like that, or all these performance-based contracts and stuff, which is a good idea. So it works. So good stuff. All right. What's, I mean, to wrap up here, Michael, I mean, what are the goals of this survey? What are the goals? I mean, obviously the results speak for themselves, but what are the goals for this, for a survey like this for Creighton's? Obviously, from my perspective, it's for them to be more informed and kind of have a pathway of which way to go and that type of stuff when hiring a new executive. So what's, from your neck of the woods, what's your take?
Yeah, so the ultimate goal, I mean, for Q's, the ultimate goal is to provide their members with a service, you know, a benefit for being a member of Q's. And what they're doing is by hiring us to do that for them, it provides this data for all the credit unions who either participate or purchase a subscription to benchmark their own compensation levels and practices against the industry.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, when you're looking at hiring somebody new, or if you're doing a review of compensation levels for any of the executives, you need some sort of data to
Right.
Going on. You know, that can be your own historic data of what you paid that person in the past, or it could be the results of the survey where you mm-hmm. can say, all right, you know, people in this, the COO position, of a similar asset size, here's what they're being paid.
Yeah.
And you know, now you have a benchmark for either the CEO or the board to look at mm-hmm. in order to validate where, you know, what they want to be paying that yep. person. And with the way that we show the data, we show it a whole bunch of different levels. So it's not just here's the average and median. We show different percentiles. So you could even say, all right, the highest paying person in this asset range is getting paid this amount,
mm-hmm.
which is really important right now, especially with this competition for talent.
Yeah.
Where if you're trying to attract the best talent, you're trying to keep the best talent and mm-hmm. retain them, you know, knowing, all right, we want to be that leader in terms of what we're paying people because we want that best talent.
Mm-hmm.
So it really gives them a way to either say, all right, we're right in line with what other credit unions are paying our executives, or maybe we're below, or maybe we need to move up a little bit higher to be those kind of those leaders in attracting talent.
Mm-hmm.
So it gives them just a wide variety of ways to look at the data, kind of use it the way they want to best right. use it, and then just kind of make their decisions more informed moving forward.
Indeed. That's a smart move for sure. All right, Michael, I will let you get going here. I know you got lots on your plate today, so appreciate the time. And yeah, keep up the good work there at Industry Insights and getting us all this information and stuff and partnering with Q's with this, again, with this valuable information for Creightons out there. Appreciate the time, sir.
Yeah. Thanks for having me.
You're very welcome. And we'll see you in a year.